You're listening to SBS News.
A bright blue Brisbane sky greeted Australia and England on Thursday morning to commence day two of the first test of the Ashes series. Day one's action was near perfect for Australia, a wicket off the first ball from Mitchell Starc, while Pat Cummins claimed a 5-wicket haul on his captaincy debut, as England were bowled out for 147 before rain washed out Wednesday's final session. Openers David Warner and Marcus Harris started Australia's innings, as the hosts looked to take further control and establish a big lead.
Beautifully driven by David Warner, full face of the bat.
He pounced on this.
The visitors claimed an early wicket to send Harris back to the pavilion.
But
outside edge, taken! Milan takes the catch, Robinson with his first test wicket on Australian soil. And that is the end of Marcus Harris.
That's what England needed. They needed to strike. They got their first one. Harris gone for three, and it's 1 for 10.
Ben Stokes clean bowled David Warner, but it was reviewed, and Warner survived.
Bowled in! Brilliant from Stokes. What an impact to have in the Ashes. Day two, England needed to lift, and they've got the result from their main man.
Check the front foot.
From England's point of view, it's not a no ball, but oh dear,
Ben Stokes. He knew he's back at the top of his mark before he's even been made aware of this. Ben Stokes, a no ball, can you believe it?
Each of Ben Stokes' first four deliveries to David Warner was a no ball. During the next drinks break, England captain Joe Root addressed the issue with Fox cricket commentator Adam Gilchrist.
There are a lot of things that can frustrate a test match captain, and I'm sure one of them, most notable, is a no ball from a bowler when he picks up a wicket.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's frustrating, but the fact that we're creating chances, and we've created a good number of chances, half chances in that session, is really pleasing. I think we've got to stay confident, keep trusting what we're doing, but that's why we've got to stay on it, keep trusting what we're doing and keep creating those chances, believing that we'll get our rewards later on in this hour.
David Warner was keen to register a half century, and in a bid to do so, switched into T20 mode with the Willow.
Oh, that is nicely played. We felt that he might go aggressive to Jack Leach, and it's just bowled it in the slot for David Warner. 6 all the way. Here he goes again, this time advancing down the track. He fancies a bit of this.
Manus Labuschagne played his role in supporting Warner at the crease, notching a half century comfortably to help Australia pass the 100 runs mark.
Could be a long day without Ben Stokes bowling as well.
Yeah.
Cut and cut beautifully. Gets the width. Punishes it. And that's 50 for Manus Labuschagne. Loves batting here at the Gabba.
Yes, really, really well played there by Manus Labuschagne. 71 deliveries, 51 to his name. Smart batting. Has looked aggressive. Kept out the good balls, but punished the bad ones. And now, just one run shy of a 100 partnership between himself and David Warner. Australia on the attack.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.